Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, happy Easter celebrations to all of you, dearest siblings in Christ. We have made it. We are here. This is the day. We have traveled through Lent together, made it through Holy Week, and have been brought to this day where we celebrate the risen Lord. This is the day of feasts, of celebration, time together, jubilation, and eggs? Like most people growing up, I knew of Easter. I knew that it must have something to do with the church, since it was one of the 2 days a year where there was a small chance we would go together as a family. My mom here can nod and say yes and probably lecture me about pointing her out. And I knew that Jesus waltzed out of the grave or something like that. Now, I promise that since the short year of graduation, my theology has grown, and I know that Jesus didn't waltz out of the grave. He skipped. What I really understood about Easter was that my siblings and I would look for colored eggs filled with coins and receive large chocolate bunnies that I would, of course, try to eat by the end of the day, inevitably making myself sick. And I would receive all of this. The eggs, the bunnies, and the fact that Jesus did the whole coming back to life thing without questioning any of it. It's one of the strangest days that we have in the year, where we celebrate God coming back to life. Yet, this is one of those days where people, like my family, inevitably show up and sit in the joy of the day. Now, this is all easy to talk about. The happy feelings, joy, resurrection, and life. They're easy. But there is more to it than that. Because before joy, there was sorrow. Before resurrection and life, there had to be death. In our reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul is addressing the people of the church in Corinth, reminding them of whose they are. And when addressing the people of Corinth, Paul tells them what is certainly true, that Jesus Christ was raised. But there is more to it than that. In his letter, he states also that Christ died and Christ was buried. Now, if this sounds familiar at all, it's because it's what we confess in the Apostles' Creed. When we confess the resurrection, we also confess the cross. To understand resurrection, we must talk about the cross. In this letter to the people of Corinth that we have today, Paul describes himself in a way where he's not exactly depicted in the best light. He says that he is the last of all, the least of the apostles. When Paul says he's the least of the apostles, he's not just being humble. He speaks of his time before writing these letters and telling people of Jesus and telling people of a time before Jesus when, or after Jesus, when he was hunting down these followers of Christ. While this all happened after Christ's death on the cross, it's easy to imagine that if Paul were in Jerusalem and given the choice between Jesus and Barabbas, he would, like many others, have sent Jesus to his death. Understanding this part of Paul's story, how unworthy he is of redemption, is important to understanding his and our own identity in the cross and in Christ. It is in this confession from Paul in his letter that the sinful nature of humankind is reflected upon us, for none are faultless. All are held captive by their individual sin. It is this sinful nature that makes us unworthy of God's love. This sinful nature takes us away from God and leads us towards death. In our sin, we are shouting for the death of Christ. We are called to turn back towards God, but find ourselves captive once again. Our sin is too great to handle on our own, and it's impossible to escape it by our own merit. Paul, who has done so much for this church, recognizes this. In a sort of humble brag at the end, he points out how much he has done for the church. But even all of this is not enough to erase his past sin. Paul says, "But it is not I, but the grace of God that is in me." Neither sacrifices, nor penance, nor any number of good deeds can lead us to forgiveness for our sins. It is here, in the hopelessness of our sinfulness, that God meets us in Christ through the Holy Spirit on the cross. It is in your sinfulness, it is in your brokenness, and it is in your pain where God reaches out to you and you are made right with God. Paul compares himself to the apostles, the martyrs, and others who Jesus revealed himself to, and finds himself as the least. But he is not viewed that way anymore. But instead, he is viewed through the lens of Jesus Christ. And this hope, it's not exclusive to just those who are seemingly righteous or seemingly pious, but it's for all people. For those at the top and those who might be considered as the least. All of this is done not because we have earned it, but instead through the grace and love of God. So you might be wondering, Pastor Joseph, where does resurrection fit into any of this? This is Easter. What are you doing? Paul tells the people of Corinth that it is through this good news that they are being saved. Currently, in the present tense, they are being saved. This action on the cross was not something that was done only for those who were present or even those who were alive during the time of Jesus. This is not an isolated event. Christ died on the cross that we may be seen through the righteousness of Christ, and then 3 days later, through the resurrection. There is hope in life eternal. This salvation that we find is not a promise only of death to our sins, but it is a promise of life. It is a promise that we are not only just once saved, but instead brought into perfect relationship with God in this life and the next. On the cross, we receive the gift of ultimate love that we do not deserve. The world is met in its brokenness, and you are no longer seen by this brokenness, but instead by who you are. People of God, whatever you have done, whoever you are, or whatever or whomever this life makes you out to be, you are saved through this good news. And it is through this resurrection that we know that God will not leave you, has not left you. And this will never change, not today, not tomorrow, or any of the days between now and, well, next Easter. God does not just meet us in the brokenness, but will be there in it all. It is in the resurrection where we find our cause for celebration in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And happy Easter.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell and the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.